USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The coronavirus pandemic has found fresh legs around the world as confirmed deaths pass 600,000 and countries from the United States to South Africa to India struggle to contain the surge of new infections. Hong Kong issued tougher new rules on wearing face masks. Spain closed overcrowded beaches and Germany reported another outbreak at a slaughterhouse. Pope Francis said the pandemic is showing no sign of stopping and urged compassion for those who are suffering during the outbreak. The World Health Organization says that 259,848 new infections were reported, the highest one-day tally yet. While the U.S. leads in global infections, South Africa now ranks in the top five with more than 350,000 cases, around half of those confirmed on the continent. India, which has now confirmed more than 1 million infections, reported a 24-hour record of almost 39,000 new cases. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
There's been another well-known cathedral fire in France, and USA Radio's Wendy King has details.
Prosecutors in France say they've opened an arson probe into a fire that destroyed part of a cathedral in Nantes. The blaze damaged a stained glass window and the church's organ. A local fire chief said the damage was not as severe as that from the fire that devastated Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris in April 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
An oppressive summer heat wave with feels-like temperatures over 100 degrees for a number of days in a row is about to envelope much of the eastern half of the United States. About two dozen daily maximum heat records are in jeopardy, especially across the northeast over the next few days. The worst of the heat will be felt across the Ohio Valley and northeast into Wednesday, where daytime heat records may fall in Cleveland, Buffalo, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. Around 75 million people are covered by heat advisories or excessive heat watches and warnings. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With fewer than 4 months before the 2020 general election, the United States is not seeing the same scale of cyber threats as it did in the last election. Compared to where things were in 2016, Chris Krebs, the director of Homeland Security, says we're not seeing that level of coordinated, determined cyber activity from any adversary. U.S. election cybersecurity has improved considerably since early 2017, when Homeland Security first reclassified elections as critical infrastructure. Tebbs touted his agency's work with state and local election officials, such as convincing many to install sensors that monitor for potentially malicious cyber activity. With Major League Baseball kicking off their official season this week, the Blue Jays won't play their home games in Toronto this year because Canada's government doesn't think it's safe for players to travel back and forth from the United States. Immigration Minister Marco Mendocino said the federal government has denied the Blue Jays' request to play at the Rogers Center. The team's alternate sites for home games include their training facility in Dunedin, Florida, which is among the states that are virus hotspots, as well as Saline Field in Buffalo, New York, which is home to Toronto's AAA affiliate, and just across the Niagara River from Canada. The Blue Jays are scheduled to start their season July 24th at Tampa Bay. Their home opener was set for 5 days later against Washington. Remember, you can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.